May 26, 1928 Goddess Order, and when he wants to give a good he establishes the divine order in the midst of creatures. How our Lord, informing the Our Father, placed himself at the head of the kingdom of the divine fiat. I continue what is written above. As I was concerned about all that regards the kingdom of the will of God, my always lovable Jesus added, My daughter, Goddess Order, and when he wants to give a good to the creatures, he always establishes his divine order, and everything that is done in order to obtain such a great good begins from God, since he places himself at the head of it to take on the commitment, and then orders the creature for the same purpose. I did this, myself, to give the redemption, and so that creatures might receive it. And I am doing this, myself, to give the kingdom of the divine fiat, and so that creatures may receive it. By forming, myself, the Our Father, I placed myself at the head of it and took on the commitment to give this kingdom. And by teaching it to my apostles, I placed order in the creatures, so that they might obtain a good so great. So, the whole church is praying, there is not one soul who belongs to her that does not recite the Our Father. And even though many recite it without interest in wanting and asking for a kingdom so holy, that the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, since the interest is in the one who taught it, when they recite it my interest is renewed, and I hear my own prayer asking, May your kingdom come, so that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if the creature, in reciting the Our Father, had this interest of wanting and longing for my kingdom, she would take part in my own interest, and her will would be fused in mine for the same purpose. However, my will and interest always run in each Our Father. See then, the divine order, all asking for one thing. Among these who ask there are some who want to do my will, others who do it. All this is braided together, and they knock at the doors of my divine will, they repeat the knocking, and some knock strongly, some slowly. However, there is always someone who knocks and asks that the doors be opened, so that my will may descend to reign upon earth. And since everything is established and ordered by the divinity, it waits for the one who must give the strongest knock which, forcing the doors with invincible strength, the very strength of my divine will open wide the doors, and with her sweet chains of love, will bind the eternal will to make it come and reign in the midst of creatures. She will be like a bride who, bejeweling the groom with her loving chains, will carry him as though in triumph into the midst of creatures. And just as the Holy Virgin put an end to the night hours of the patriarchs and prophets, and formed the dawn to make the Son of the Eternal Word rise, so will this one form the dawn to make rise the Son of the Fiat Voluntistia on earth as it is in heaven. Do you think that my will, which has made itself known with so much love and has manifested so much interest in wanting to come and reign upon earth, pouring its sorrow out with you, has done this without anyone praying to it? Ah, no. No. The knocks of my church have been continuous, and I myself was knocking in those knocks, but I used them to knock at the door of the divine fiat, which, tired of hearing them knock at its divine doors, has used you to be knocked more strongly. And opening the door to you, it made you share in its knowledges. For as many truths as it made known to you, so many means has it given you to form the loving chains with which to be bound to come to reign upon earth. And all the times it calls you to live in its divine will, making you know its qualities, its power, its joys, its immense riches, are as many pledges it gives you, with which it assures you of its coming upon earth. In fact, there is this prerogative in us, if we make a good of ours, a truth, a knowledge that belongs to us known, it is because we want to give it to the creature as gift. See then, how many gifts my will has given you, how many knowledges about itself it has made known to you. They are such and so many, that you yourself cannot count them. And I, my beloved Jesus, who knows when this kingdom will come? And he, my daughter, in order for redemption to come, it took 4,000 years, because the people that prayed and longed for the future Redeemer was smaller, of limited number. But those which belong to my church are more peoples and, oh, how much greater in number than that one. Therefore, the number will shorten the time. More so, since religion is making its way everywhere, and this is nothing but the preparation of the kingdom of my divine will.